The tragedy in Haiti is all over the news, and a stark reminder that life is paper tissue thin. Last week, I participated in the funeral of a friend, and each day, the obituary column is replete with new, fresh faces, some very young. A reminder that the tragedy of life is not to die young, but to live a long, robust life and never use it in the service of the Master. The worst thing that can happen in life is not to die. The worst thing that can happen is to spend an eternity separated from the love and grace of Jesus Christ. And that is precisely why we do what we do on the Bible Answer Man broadcast and at the Christian Research Institute. There are only two kinds of people in the world: those who will spend an eternity separated from the love and grace and goodness of God, and those who will forever fellowship with the one who knit them together in their mother's wombs. I'm also reminded of the fact that whenever these kinds of tragedies strike, it seems that the Christian world once again receives a black eye. And oftentimes, this is a self-inflicted wound. I was absolutely chagrined when I walked into the studio just a few moments ago and saw the words of Pat Robertson. And he is talking on his Christian Broadcasting Network 700 Club about something that happened a long time ago in Haiti. And he says people don't want to talk about it. They were under the heel of the French in Haiti, you know, under Napoleon III, he says, and they got together and swore a pact to the devil. They said, "We will serve you, devil, if you'll get us free from the French." And then says Pat Robertson, "True story." And so the devil said, "Okay, it's a deal." And ever since that, the Haitians have been cursed. They've been desperately poor. Of course, that's the word of faith mantra, that if you suffer poverty, you're under a curse. And Pat Robertson then goes on to talk about the Dominican Republic, which is prosperous, and the contrast between the part of the island that is the Dominican Republic, which is prosperous, and Haiti, which is in desperate poverty. And he says the same island. And because the Dominican Republic didn't make this pact with the devil, and Haiti did, allegedly, at least, according to legend, you have Haiti today suffering the sins of their forefathers who made a pact with the devil. And again, this is a self-inflicted black eye on Christianity, because here a prominent Christian leader is communicating legendary information. And I might add, this is the same guy who said Ariel Sharon's stroke was divine retribution for dividing God's land, that Yitzhak Rabin's murder was God's retribution for signing the Oslo Peace Accords. I can't help when I hear these Christian leaders pontificate in startling fashion of the words of Jesus Christ, who had a completely different take on things when he spoke about those who perished when the Tower of Siloam crashed down on them. Jesus said, "Do you think that they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you, no." I would much rather heed the words of Jesus Christ than the words of Pat Robertson. And this is a warning to all Christians. Don't simply believe what the leaders are telling you. Test what they say in light of Scripture and hold fast to that which is good. We have no warrant whatsoever to suggest that the Haitians today dying in an earthquake are dying because of a pact that their forefathers made with the devil. This is not only absurd, it is deflective to the gospel. Much better that we get on our knees and pray for the Haitians and recognize that our lives are temporary. We live in a cursed creation, a fallen world, that one day will give way to the best of all worlds, a new heaven and a new earth where indwells righteousness. So those listening to the sound of my voice should be into the Word and the Word into them, equipped, always be ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within you with gentleness and with respect. Not those who puff up their chests and say, the reason I'm prosperous and the reason I'm not suffering is I didn't make a pact with the devil. The gospel is each one of us giving a cup of cold water in the name of Jesus Christ.